Welcome back to Windows Wednesday. And today we want to talk a little bit about the progress of the Windows K2 and how they seem to still be ignoring one of the biggest issues people have. So much so, a couple weeks ago, another big Reddit post went up and people were like, "Yeah, people are still trying to say, hey, here's a good workaround." The guy's like, "That's not the point." And that's my echoed sentiment. It's not the point. If I have to use third-party tools to make your operating system work right, we got problems. So let's go ahead and have a look at what's going on here today. Thanks for checking out this video by Switch Linux. If you like this type of content, subscribe to the channel. If you've not already done so, leave us a like and a comment down below. And yes, we will be talking about the status, the updates on Windows K2 or Microsoft K2, I guess they're calling it. So I want to pull back from this article here from XDA developers, because the author of this article here, Simon Batt, says, "I left Windows for Linux, but Microsoft's K2 pivot just gave me a reason to reconsider." So of course the K2 pivot is Microsoft coming down and seeing the user base becoming deeply frustrated. A lot of people are dropping out of Windows, and it is a significant amount. Now, those gains are not necessarily being brought in by Linux. It's Mac, it's Linux. Some people, though, those that are remaining are becoming increasingly frustrating that the software that they want or need to run for whatever they're doing is not working properly on other operating systems. So they're kind of stuck utilizing what in their perspective is an abusive operating system. And so what this article here, and this is long, we're not going to read a lot, I don't actually have specific highlights out here, it says, "I'm not one to have faith in Microsoft. Even back when Windows was my primary driver, my attitude toward Microsoft's plans was nonchalant at best and distaste at worst. Internal needle began itching more into the distaste territory during 2025 when Microsoft went huge on rolling out Copilot to every app under its umbrella. I did not care for Copilot, and seeing it appear in Paint and Notepad genuinely baffled me." And those are some of the sentiments I've said before. You know, we do not need Copilot AI crammed in the far corners of the operating system. You know, it's enough that it's one place and then you can, you know, have some form of communication with other applications, whatever else. But the reality is, you know, people pull up Notepad because they want to take really quick text-based notes and nothing else. Even the inclusion of Markdown formatting instead of Notepad to me is utter ridiculousness. You know, they had WordPad, which had a little bit more formatting. Bring back WordPad with a Markdown syntax in there as well, and that'd be a much better thing than molesting Notepad, you know, which is there for just raw text. You get beyond that and you start becoming frustrating to your users. And that's kind of what he's mentioning in the article here. So he brings in here the Windows K2. This is the program that is on Insiders that allows people to submit some suggestions. And the problem here is I haven't actually seen a whole lot. In fact, I found one post. I didn't actually pull it up here, but I found one post where people are saying, "Hey, I keep on hearing about this Microsoft K2, but I can't find anything at it." And somebody's like, "Hey, here's a search term of searching for Microsoft K2 on their main website." And it literally, I didn't find even a blog post about it on looking at that search term. But there's like 120 results, and most of it's just downloading Windows ISOs, and that's about it. But apparently you do, though, need to be a Windows insider to take part in that, and maybe they must be sworn to secrecy or something. If anything ever leaks about K2 plans, you know, some heads are going to roll somewhere, I guess. That's what's going on here. I don't really know. But looking at this, their first roll of changes is actually coming out, and early in May this is some of the progress they'd made since March. So they're basically extolling all of these benefits. Here's how to use it. There's the Windows Insider. So here's some of the things they did. Less disruption for Windows Update. This is a good thing. You know, Microsoft Windows, you'd be in the middle of working on a project. You're like, okay, I gotta clear my head. Let's go take a shower. People were coming back from a simple shower and finding their computers rebooting after installing updates because the computer said, hey, somebody's not using this computer. And then, of course, what happened to the accidentally unsaved code? There it went. Right on down the shower drain. How wonderful. So they did make some changes. You can actually defer your Windows updates a little bit later. And I think they'll actually wait for an actual prompt before restarting now, rather than saying, hey, nobody's here. Nobody responded to the restart request in the last like 32 milliseconds. Let's go ahead and restart. You know, so that's good. Simplifying AI across inbox apps. So last month we said we reduce where Copilot comes up across Windows, focusing on bringing AI where it's most valuable. So they're actually rolling these things out, pulling out that Copilot button from a few places out there. And that's one of the things that they were doing. So, okay, that's actually something a lot of people were complaining about. Delivering improvements to make File Explorer faster, more dependable. Okay. More control over widgets and feed experiences, improving system performance. And then, of course, they're making a big deal this last month about you can now move the taskbar. And people are like, you know, the same response to the government being like, we have aliens. Who cares? Release the Epstein files. You know, I mean, people are like, who cares? Remove this requirement to have a Microsoft account. And that kind of brings us to our article here from Windows Central. Windows 11 users say Microsoft account requirements are creeping into everything and they're tired of it. Now, looking at the headline, I didn't actually see, and I was looking where all is this Microsoft account creeping into, what new has been crept in. I wasn't able to find anything. And oftentimes the Windows Central articles are much like this. You know, they're just sitting here like, you know, they'll tell you something and they never really address it. There's no actual discussion in this article about where all these Microsoft accounts are creeping into. But they are referencing this article, this thread, excuse me, from Reddit. And this is from 2025 Fishy. Something's pretty fishy up there. All right. So please finally bring back local account on OOBE already in Windows 11. And then he goes down. I'm going to read his post, including the update, because a whole lot of people were like, hey, you could just do, and then, you know, name your solution that may or may not work by the time you get around to reading this Reddit thread. It says, I genuinely do not accept how Microsoft removed the local account in OOBE. While local account is still here, it provides the fact that they removed our control, forcing us into Microsoft ecosystem, even if this isn't going to fix the whole Windows. We should probably spread the message, not copy and paste this feed on Feedback Hub and maybe Reddit. I want this to be done with. While Microsoft is hinting at bringing that back, and I couldn't actually find any official statement from Microsoft hinting at bringing it back. There is a VP in one of the areas of Microsoft that really wants that to come back, but I have not actually found any Microsoft statement about hinting to bring it back. So that's a VP's opinion, would like to bring it back. But I haven't actually seen anything to the otherwise. He says, I want it to be encouraged more. Back to Fishy. We will keep doing this until Microsoft listens and starts changing this, but this isn't just one feature so everyone could just love. We require Microsoft to bring some other features back. And then he puts in an edit. Dude, I actually don't need help on that. In other words, I don't need help on creating a local account. I'm only on Windows 10, and I just want to make a suggestion for Microsoft. Look, even if you give me tips on Rufus, it still does not help what Microsoft did. So this is really that mindset that we get into with Microsoft, where you need to utilize all these third-party tools to make basic functions you want. It's like, okay, I'm going to use my Windows, and this is a cool little third-party tool. With this, I can now move the taskbar around. Like, why does it take a third-party tool? Fortunately, we can now do those taskbars. I mean, that's grand news right there. But the thing is that everybody's like, oh, well, here's a solution. Oh, here's a worker. Oh, here's Woofus. Oh, here's all these. He's like, this is not the point. The point is Microsoft removed our ability to create the local account. Now, why are they doing this? Most likely is one person in this long thread, and I did read all of this. One person in this long thread said down here, the reason they're doing this is on an iPhone or on an Android, all of the files are encrypted. So if you happen to find a phone laying around, you would have a very hard time getting any files off of it. And Mac OS does this as well. You have a hard time getting files off of a Mac computer, to my understanding. I haven't actually checked that for sure for verification. But Microsoft wanted to have a rollout encrypted platform as well. Now, I argue that in our current world, encrypting, for example, a desktop computer that never leaves your house is pretty stupid. Your cross-section of people hacking into your computer from the internet through some weird Windows vulnerability is a much greater than a thief actually coming in and stealing your computer. And this type of BitLocker encryption that they are forcing on everybody, guess what? It does not protect you from a hacker hacking into your computer. It only protects you from physical theft. Which means on a laptop, it's a good idea. And I believe in disk encryption, and almost every computer I have is disk encrypted because you want to protect those files. But the way Microsoft is doing it, a lot of people don't know it's encrypted, and a lot of your basic home users do not need their computers to be encrypted. All right, most of them don't need that. And that really is the biggest pushback. But the problem is if Microsoft wants every computer encrypted, now the home edition does not have the ability to create the local account. The other editions, to my knowledge, do have the ability still to create the local account. But your average Tom, Joe, and Harry going into Best Buy to buy a computer because they don't really care about all the fancy schmancy stuff. They just need a computer to sit down and do their bills and do some online stuff and answer emails and maybe write the occasional office document. Okay, those people, they do not need full disk encryption, most likely. They do not need all of these extra quote-unquote security features necessarily. And to force everybody into this platform that they don't even know what encryption is or how to encrypt or decrypt. They don't know what an encryption key is. They don't know the importance of it. And so Microsoft, not wanting anybody to lose their keys, automatically has the home users automatically creating a Microsoft account and then automatically storing those decryption keys in the Microsoft account. But this raises another concern that I have not seen yet and or thought of, which is makes perfect sense to me. Since you're forcing all of these people who don't want a Microsoft account to create a Microsoft account, they're just doing it out of frustration to have the Microsoft account. Do you think that they're actually keeping all this information handy? No, not really. So you haven't actually solved the problem. And that's an interesting thing. The core of the Reddit threads is over here where they're mentioning some of these. This is the original OP there. I genuinely do not accept how Microsoft removed the local account in OOBE. And the thread quickly filled with suggestions for bypassing it using Rufus, command line tricks, domain join options. However, the original poster repeatedly made it clear workarounds were not the point. And this is the thing. As long as we keep on saying, hey, there's third-party workarounds, Microsoft is never going to change. We have to get back down to the point where we have the freedom to use our computers the way we want to use our computers. That is what he wants. I don't need tips, OP says. I just want Microsoft to change it. The sentiment resonated with others. The point is there should be an option in the OOBE that lets you choose to set it up with a local account instead, like we've had since forever. So looking further, Timasis says, To avoid the next problem, Microsoft once locked the data behind BitLocker. Now I can't get it back. They need to store that key. That's the point that we were getting to here, where it's on your Microsoft account that you may or may not know how to get back into. If you are forced to create, like, I know this, if I'm forced to create an account for some stupid service and I don't really want the account, I have a greater chance of losing the login for that account. Like, why are we doing this? You know? And I'm excessively organized. So, you know, if I'm losing account information, we got, you know, the rest of the world has problems. The problem here is that many people don't realize this is happening. A user can set up a computer with a Microsoft account, switch to using PIN every day, never think about it again. And then one day after a firmware update, a hardware change, or an unexpected issue, the system may display a BitLocker recovery key requesting a recovery key. At that moment, many users discover for the first time the key is stored in the Microsoft account they may barely ever remember creating. Yes, that would be the problem. All right, so Dracker points out technicians know how to get around these issues, but not everybody is using a computer is a technician. This is something I've observed a lot more. A lot of these big services, you know, some of these developers that work at Google and Microsoft and Facebook, they need to touch grass, get out of Silicon Valley, and I think what would go a great step onto helping solve the computer issues is if everybody at every big tech company were forced to work in a cabin in Eastern Kentucky for 1 month out of the year. Yeah, let's do that. You got to work in Eastern Kentucky, and you have to work in Eastern Kentucky from a computer you bought at Best Buy. All right. Then they might start realizing, oh, you know what? Maybe we shouldn't turn everything on to automatically sync every file to the cloud because it's going to lock up my bandwidth, which still gives me something only slightly better than my 56K modem. And the internet's all clogged up, and all these background resources are completely clogging the memory on my cheap Best Buy computer that was the best I could happen to afford because Microsoft itself is hoarding all of the RAM to build data centers they don't even have permits for yet. These big tech employees should have to go and work in remote sticks somewhere with low-grade consumer equipment because they are too spoiled into having excessively fast computers that can process everything in the split second. They are used to having internet connections that are so stinking good, like the data arrives before you click on it. The rest of the world doesn't behave like this, and so you're giving us a horrible user experience when you're doing this. So the challenge here is the Windows K2 efforts, going back to where we started, these things are addressing the little pieces of chipped paint and minor, are people really hung up over the fact you can't move the panel? You're going to have a conniption fit because you can't move the panel. Really? That is so minor. Don't even waste your time on it until you have bigger fish fried. Like, the vast majority of your users do not want to be forced to be on a Microsoft account just to log into their computer to check their email. Nor should they have to be. So, of course, Windows Central opinion here, the local account debate has never been about finding workarounds. If someone wants to bypass Microsoft's requirements, there are plenty of ways to do it. The real issue is that users feel they are losing control over decisions that used to be theirs to make. Microsoft should avoid much of the criticism by making the online account the default with a local account option. I don't know. I think it should be the other way around, but that's okay. Similar to how it works on Windows 10, people can choose without friction. Of course, that would go counter to their stated goals, which would be you got to store your decryption key. Oh, and by the way, we want to completely authenticate every single user that is on our systems. Yeah. And that really is the crux of the matter. They want to know when RIPP, whoever those guys are that sues everybody for downloading music on the internet, when they come over and be like, we have an IP address, we need to know who's this. Microsoft be like, hey, we have an authenticated user at that IP address at this time, you know? I mean, this is just helping those evil industries. And that's the challenge, right? It's to the point where I do not want to be perfectly authenticated every time I get on the internet. That's why I use Tails frequently, you know? I just want to browse the internet without the internet following me home. It's like walking down the street in like New York City or something and getting a bunch of stalkers following you around. Kind of dirty. I prefer to not do that, you know. But that's also why I don't use Windows anymore. I stopped using Windows almost a decade ago. I think it was it? Yeah, over a decade ago. I've been on nothing but Linux for anything and everything for over 5 or 6 years. Now, there was a transitional period. I went down. I kept some Windows stuff going. I also, for a few years, I kept my accounting software on Windows before converting everything over to GNU Cash, where I'm doing all my accounting over there now. And so the thing is that there's a lot of solutions out there that do not require Windows. And I recognize not everybody can switch. That is what's causing a lot of the problems. Many people are captive audience to the crazy, ridiculous things Microsoft does, and it's a horrible shame. But all that being said, we have options if you're willing to work around things, which could just be working around the local account, or in my case, I don't want any telemetry on my system. That was the thing that drove me away from Windows 10. I do not want my system collecting a bunch of telemetry data and constantly sending it back to Microsoft. Oh, but we needed to make the system work better. Dude, your system has gotten worse since you've done this. I mean, hands down, it's not working. Something's wrong here. So I switched to Linux. Linux has local accounts by default. It does have a few ways you can sync some form of online accounts into it. Hey, even that Microsoft account, if you choose to use it, you can sync elements of it without fully authenticating yourself to it. That's always a good option there as well. So let me know your thoughts about all this in the comments down below. If you are using Linux, let us know which distribution you're using down below. And subscribe to the channel if you've not already done so. Leave us a like and a comment down below. Thanks for watching, and I hope that you enjoy switching to Linux.